Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Hey. Kuf Hey, and we're going to talk about one line on the bottom of Kuf Hey Amud Beis, which is the basis for a major sugya, and that is, as we know, this 12th parak of Yevamos is all about chalitza. Everything you want to know about chalitza, the lamdas, the lamaisa. We spoke yesterday about what about a left-footed yavam. Today we're going to talk about a major topic, and that is whether chalitza is considered a davar shebe'erva. We know ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. One always needs two witnesses for davar shebe'erva. We're going to have to talk about what that is. Whether chalitza is called a davar shebe'erva. Where does this come up? This comes up because there's a machlokas tanoim. How many witnesses do you have to witness a chalitza? So it might be a mute question because we know you need a bezdin for chalitza. So once you have a bezdin, maybe the bezdin can function as the edim. But what about b'di'evad? What about b'di'evad? This is a discussion in the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah on yesterday's daf on Kuf Dalid. The Mishnah said, Chalitza b'shnayim o b'shlosha, v'nimsa echa me'am karav o'pasol, chalitza sapsula. If the chalitza was done in front of two or three, so that's in terms of dayanim maybe, that's another sugya that we could have spoken about that we're not, whether there's a principle of nimsa echad karav o'pasol by dayanim. If one of the dayanim becomes problematic, does the whole group fall away? But either way, the Mishnah there says, according to the Tanakhama apostle, if one is a problematic, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Salar Machshirin, Umaisa Be'echad, Shechalatz Beino Leveinah Bebeso Asurim. The Mishnah says there's a story that there was a chalitza done in private in jail. Chalatz Beino Leveinah Bebeso Asurim, Uba Maisa Levnei Rabbi Akiva Vehichshir. Rabbi Akiva was Machshir, right? Mashba, that B'di'evet, at least, chalitza can be done even without two witnesses. So that's the Gemara's question here. Ma'isa v'chalitza, on the bottom of Kohei Mebeis. Beino leveina mi yadana, says the Gemara. Beino leveina mi yadana. How do we translate mi yadana? Who knows about it? And therefore what? What's the problem? Who knows about it? Therefore, we need it to be known. Is that the only issue? We need it to be known. We'll see Reb Chaim Bezeshem in a few minutes. Reb Chaim says, that doesn't sound like a fundamental problem. Right? How do we know about it? Who knows about it? Sounds like, well, if we would know about it, what if there's a video? Right? Mi Adana sounds like a video could solve the problem. Or is it something more fundamental? Mi Adana, you know, how do we know? And we need, as we spoke about recently, Eidei Kiyum, you know, there. So we'll have to see how to understand the question. Mi Adana, so the Gemara answers, Amar Vyudam Rashmuel Ve'edim Rowan Asobi Bechutz. Really, there are Eidim outside. There are Eidim outside that saw it, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Kiva was machshir. But how do we know what miyadana is? Meaning, let's say the chalitza was done in private. So is it meaningless or not? So that seems to be a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Nemuki Yosef right here, the Nemuki Yosef says, if you do a chalitza not in front of Eidim, ein ze klum. Meaningless. As if nothing happened. Dein davish, this is on Lamed Dalet of Aleph and Daf Arif. Dein davish be'erva pachas mishnayim, because it's a davish be'erva. Davish be'erva, the status of a woman, marriage, not marriage, zika, not zika. That's davish be'erva. V'chayotzi b'zeh shili perkeish dochelin v'chulu. So the Nebuki Yosef's lashon is ein ze klum. But the question that's pointed out by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yibum and Chalitza, Dalet Tezayin, the Rambam has different lashonos for problematic chalitzas. Some types of chalitzas are great. Chalitza Kshera. Some chalitzas are not perfect, but they do have an effect. Something happened. That's called the chalitza psula. And then there's Ein Zeh Chalitza, which is meaningless. So what does the Rambam say here? Chalitza Balayla. What if you did chalitza at night? Osha chalitza bifnei shnayim, or in front of two, meaning you're supposed to do it in front of three because of a bezdin. O bifnei shlosha b'nimsa echad me'arim kov apostle. Osha haya haminol kasher lamala min arkuba, or the minol as was tied above the knee. Osha hitir hu visham tehi, or he untied it. All different problems in our perek. Osha tiri hi v'shamadu, or she untied and he just slipped it off. She has to do both. Osha niskavna hi v'lo niskavna hu. Osha niskavna hu v'lo niskavna hi. Or only one of them had kavana. V'chei ketana shechaltza l'gadol chalitzasa psula. In all those cases, chalitzas pasul. Meaning something, maybe pasul means the other brothers are affected. V'chein. Here's the v'chein. That's an important sugi for us. Im chaltza bifnei yachid. Be'afilu beino leveina u'balayla. Harezu, chalitza psula. It's a chalitza psula. Ask of Chaim Soloveitchik, chalitza psula? Why doesn't he say, ein ze chalitza? It's meaningless. If you do it in front without any edim, why do we say, chalitza psula, it should be ein ze chalitza? That's what Chaim Soloveitchik asked here on this Rambam. He points out this machlokas between the Nemuki Yosef and the Rambam. He quotes it from the Lechem Mishnah here too. The Akadi Tzorachian, Lufi Mashakaz of Nemuki Yosef, the Chalitza, below Edim, lo havi Chalitza, im Kain, ha eina poselos osa gamala achin. Right? If she did a Chalitza by herself without any Edim, so nothing happened to go to the Nemuki Yosef. She could do Yivim with one of the other brothers. She could do Chalitza with one of the other brothers. But for Harabam, Hare Pasak de Posta Afilu below Edim, Vitzorachian. Right, what's going on here? Why is it anything? Why does it have any effect? And this relates to something that we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is the sugya in Kiddushin. And we know, Davar Sheba'erva. So we think Davar Sheba'erva, a woman's status always needs two witnesses. But just as an example, two cases, marriage is meaningless without Edom. The woman doesn't become Ne'eser to the whole world. She doesn't become married without two witnesses. Ain't Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And yet, if a woman is mizana, if a woman has an extramarital affair, no witnesses, but she knows she did it, and she knows she did it willingly, she's asura labayla. She's asur to her husband. What do you mean, davar sheba'erva? Isn't that davar sheba'erva? Davar sheba'erva needs two witnesses. Why don't we say the same thing, that znus is only going to be ne'aseras labayla if there are two witnesses? Right? And both of those are agreed upon. Lamaisa, right? That's the Gemara in Kiddushin and Dafsama Chayimabes. That's the Gemara where the Gemara says, we did this a couple of days ago, where if there is a marriage that takes place without witnesses, what is the halacha? Hamakadish Beit Echad, Ein Choshishin LeKiddushin, V'yafilu Shnei Amodim. Even if both admit, the Chassan and Kala both say, we got married and he gave me a ring, even if there is a video about it, doesn't matter. They're not married. They're not married. Because there were no Edim there. Ein choshin quotes a day that there is, but we paskin they're not. That's what the Gemara says here. What's the source? My havi Allah Rav Kahana Amar ein choshin lekiddushin. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahana my daitech. Why is it meaningless? The alfis dava dava mi mamon because you learn from dini mamonis monetary imala halan odos baldin kibeidim dami af kana odos baldin kibeidim dami. Well, if you learn from dini mamonis that you need two, and that's the source for davar sheba erva. So why don't you say just like there? If they admit it works, Hodas Baldin is Kmei Edim Dami, so do here. If the Chassan and Kala admit, why don't you say that it works? Amar Lei, and the Gemara answers what we discussed, Hasam lo kachayev lachrini, hacha kachayev lachrini. Over there by monetary law, I admit I owe you money, doesn't affect anybody else negatively. It's just me. So that works. That's why Hoda works. You don't need Edim. Here, kachav lachrini. Here, others are affected. So again, does that mean literally affected? And then you get into the question of the Rashba. What do you mean affected? What other relatives are also? What if it's a ger? What if it's a convert who has no relatives? So maybe we mentioned that Chav Lachrini here means something deeper, where it's a transcendental act that has an effect, and therefore it requires witnesses. The halacha says that requires witnesses. That's different than Dini Mamadis, and we said the tchila between Edei Birur, which are just there to clarify what happened afterwards. You don't really need them there for the act to occur. Just need them there to clarify. Versus Edei Kiyum, they are Mekayim, the Davar. And that's the Lashon later on. Lo Mekayimi Milsa Ela Bisadi. Right? That's one Lashon, Edei Kiyum. Or Lo Ivrisadi Ela Lashakri. Edim were created only to prevent Sheker. Those are the two lines in the Gemara about witnesses, and those are the two types of witnesses, Edei Kiyum and Edei Birur. So back to our question. So we said, no, marriage requires two witnesses. It's a davar sheba'erva, ein davar sheba'erva, pachas mishnayim. So why would znus not require two witnesses? So Rav Chaim says, well, first of all, if you look on our daf, he says the lashon of the Gemara sounds like the Rambam. Because by saying mi yadana, who knows about it, doesn't sound like it's a fundamental requirement. Of, you know, you need two witnesses by Chalitza. It sounds like, well, how do we know if they just, if they didn't have any witnesses there? If we would know somehow, then it would be good. So he notes that the Pashtus is like the Rambam of the Lashon. But then he says, here's Reb Chaim's Yisod. And it, again, relates to the two witnesses that we, the two types of Eidim that we just spoke about. Vatam Bazenira, very famous within the world of Reb Chaim, a well-known Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yibam, Dalat HaZayin. There are two types of testimonies regarding a davar shebe'erva. Two types of edus davar shebe'erva. You see what we're going here. One type of edus davar shebe'erva is we're going to require witnesses, and one's not. But how do you know which, what is it? What are the two differences? The biznus, when it comes to example, znus, hare, that is davar shebe'erva. But that's not a davar shebe'erva that needs witnesses. Why? Because the person is not in control of that status change. It's not that the person is oser. A physical act happens, and once that physical act happens, then the Torah, or Hashem, makes an effect happen. When a woman is mezana, she is not osering herself conceptually. She does a maisas nus. Memela, once that maisas nus is done, the Torah says she's neseras al-baila. That does not require edikium, or really edim, our function, Reb Chaim says, of da'as. What level of da'as? There's something called kavana. I have to have kavana to know what I'm doing. But a higher level of intent is called da'as. Not just know what I'm physically doing, but I know I'm in control of this halachic, this act, which will then put into place a halachic change. Right? So by znus, you don't need das davar shebe'erva. The biznus are kaimel delivery sadi elo l'shakri. Ubegitin v'kiddushin. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Ukemivur b'ksubas debe'emes neseres gam below edim. Even without witnesses, znus, as we just said. Ubegitin v'kiddushin aideha edim hushe mekaima milsa. But gitin and kiddushin, through the edim, they are mekayim. They affect the event. Ukemivur b'ksubas like we know. Hamekadish hamagarish below edim lo'avi kiddushin kiddushin. What's the difference? Why in one case do you need edim, one in one case do you not need edim? So explains Reb Chaim. The biznus daha iser ba memela al kein lo ibrisadi elo l'shakri. By znus, the person is not in control of the halachic change. It happens automatically based on the event that occurred. So there the edim are just edim birur to know what happens. Masha ein kein begitin v'kiddushin, the habaal who she'ose etzem ha'gerushin v'akiddushin. V'yah iser v'yaheter al-karchach tzrichin edim l'kiyumei milsa. But where there's a halachic mechanism where the person is in charge, right, the baal, by gitin and kiddushin, so there you need edim as a reflection or to go in conjunction with that high level of das davar shebe'erva. So that's the difference between gitin and kiddushin and chalitza. So now, gitin kiddushin and znus. So now he comes a chalitza. So says Reb Chaim, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Nebuki Yosef. Remember what we start off with. The Rambam says that if you do chalitza privately, it is effective somewhat. Chalitza psula. And we said, what do you mean effective somewhat? It's a davar shebe'erva. Like the Nebuki Yosef says, chalitza is davar shebe'erva. So explains Reb Chaim, no, the Rambam must think chalitza is like znus. What does that mean? The physical act takes place. She removes his shoe. Mimela, Hashem gives the heter lashuk. Hashem breaks the zika. That's what happens by chalitza. Which, again, kind of fits in. You know why? Because Hashem is the one that created this relationship, so to speak. Right? Hashem is the one that created the relationship. That's the Gemara, if you remember, that we had way back. Where is that? Dav Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. The Rambam quotes this at the beginning of the Hilchos Yibam. Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph. Right? The Mishnah there says that the ksuba goes by the dead brother. Why? My taima, isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. That's the language of the Gemara. Hashem was makne. Okay, the roots of this marriage are in the dead brother's marriage. But isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch was the one that created this relationship. So it makes a lot of sense that Hashem is going to undo this relationship. But how does Hashem undo it? It's kind of like the person pulls the trigger. The person pulls the trigger, but Hashem, you know, takes the bullet. And does it. So a person, the woman, does the maisa chalitza. But the chalos chalitza, the effect of the chalitza, that is done automatically. And when do you need edei kiyum? When do you need edim there? Only where the person is in control of the act and he is the one. There's not only a chalos of davar shebe'erva. There's not just an effect. By chalitza there's an effect. She can marry anybody else she wants. But edim for the Rambam are not only required when there's an effect, the chalos of davar shebe'erva, but where the high level of da'as is required there as well. Chalos davar shebe'erva and da'as davar shebe'erva. That is the Reb Chaim explaining the Rambam. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Talmud of Reb Chaim, has a very important piece in the Kovetz Ha'aris, where he expands on this idea that there are many different halachic differences, not nafkaminas, between these two types of actions in halacha, where you're in control or you're not in control. Can you make a tznai? Can you make a tznai? I want to get married on manas that it snows tomorrow. I really want to go skiing the day after my wedding. So, hariyam ukudeshes li amanat that it snows tomorrow. Am I allowed to do that? The answer is yes. You can make whatever tznai you want. You can make a tznai on an act that you're in control of. Gittin and kiddushin. Can I make a tznai on chalitza? The Gemara says in Ksubis, no. You can't make a tznai on chalitza. I can't. This chalitza should only matter you if you give me a hundred shekel. No, you can't. Right? There's no tznai. Why? Says Rabbi Chanan, it's a simen ayin vav in Kovetz Ha'aris, because it's not really in your control. It happens automatically. It's a davar d'mamela. Right? Davar d'mamela. Davar d'mamela. So then it's you can't make a tznai on that. Because he said it's kind of like, let's say, ein adam oser davar sheino shalo. Can you ask for something that's not yours? I can't go over to your couch and bow down to it and make it ne'asa mishum avodah zarah. Ein adam oser davar sheino shalo. But what happens if I go take milk and pour it into your hot chicken soup? Ein adam oser davar sheino shalo. It's still kosher. No, of course not. Why not? Ein adam oser davar sheino shalo. The answer is, when it comes to making something called avodah zarah, so then maybe you could say that's a halachic mechanism that I'm in control of. It's not a reality that Hashem then says is asur. Basar b'chalav, I don't make that asur. I create the reality of basar b'chalav. Hashem then says this is not kosher. Right? Or the Rabbanan if it's chicken soup, not meat soup. But either way, we get the idea. So again, that's not something that you can make up. I only want this to be asur basar b'chalav if something. You can't make a tznai on that. So again, can you delay a chalos? Could you delay? I would say, I want to marry you, but only it's going to kick in 30 days from now. Could you do that by marriage? Yes, you could do that by marriage. What about shechita? I'm going to shecht this animal, but it should only be shechted in a month from now. Of course, no. Of course, you can't do that. Shechita is you do the ma'isa shechita, and the male Hashem says it's shachar and it's kosher. Hashem changes the status, so to speak. It's a ma'isa that I do, but I'm not in control of that chalos. So the Rabbi Chanan quotes, again, a number of nafkaminas relating to this issue. Can you delay it? Can you make a tznai? And edim. Edim is a big one, right? Do you need edim? So when it comes to where I'm in control, if it's a davrsha be'erva that I'm in control of, so that requires high level of das, like Rabbi Chaim said, and that requires witnesses, right? To recognize, to be mekayim that das. But if it's a davar sheba erva, that's not it could be a davar sheba erva, but I'm not in charge of that chalos. It happens automatically, then you would not need edim. And that's at least me daraisa, you wouldn't need edim. Because there's no high level of das, davar sheba erva, that's what Rabbi Chanan says. There are other, Rabbi Chaim also connects to this, there are other examples of the Rambam where we see, even if there is a chalos of a davar sheba erva, there's an effect. If there's no da'as davar sheba erva, then you don't require witnesses. So for example, Yibum, big discussion in the Achronim, very unclear in the Gemara. Does Yibum require Edim? Edei Yibum. Right? Edei Kiddushin, you need Kiddushin. Yibum is like a marriage. Right? Does Yibum require Edei Kiyum? Again, how would you do that practically? So at least maybe seeing up until a point, and then we can assume, just like by any Mises Nus, how much do the Edim have to see? So whatever they have to see. So do you need Edim in conceptual terms? Machlokas Rishonim, Tosas and the Ritva, Tosas the Rosh and the Ritva say, yes, you need it. The Rashba says, no, you don't need it. The Rashba in Tshuva, in Dalet Shin Chavches says, you don't need Edei Yibam. Why? Isha Hiknu Lo Men HaShamayim. Hashem created the marriage. The Rambam does not mention Edim anywhere. Reb Chaim thought that's Lashitaso. Yibam is Dar Sheba Erva. But you don't need Das. Remember we had, even if you do Yibam by accident. At the beginning of Havaya Vimto. Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzon, Bein Bishogig, Bein Mezid. You can do Yibam by accident. You don't need any Das. It is Dar Sheba Erva. But you don't need that high level of Das Dar Sheba Erva. That's why you don't need Edim. You don't need Edim. Even though there's a Chalos, there's a change of status, but there's no Das. One other one. Lishitasa, the Rambam Menuchas Ishus, here, the Rambam Menuchas Ishus, Zayin Chav Gimel, says the Rambam, this is Yibam, sorry, Ishus, Isha Zayin Chav Gimel. The Rambam says, what if a person makes a t'nai when they get married, and then they decide, you know what, I love you so much, forget the t'nai. I want to marry you as long as it rains in a month from now. And then they get married, he's like, I want to get rid of the t'nai. I just want to be married, doesn't matter, I don't care if it rains or not. So, says the Rambam, to do the marriage, obviously you need a t'nai. What about to be mevatel the t'nai? Do you need edim to be mevatel the t'nai? Says the Rambam. Hamakade, chavbeis, zayin chavbeis, not zayin chav gimel, zayin chavbeis. Says the Rambam, Hamakad is just a isha v'chazer bo miyad. If a man gets married and is chozer bo, so that we know it's one of the exceptions of Tokhtei Dibur, you can't go back, you can't retract. The Gemara says in Nedarim, two exceptions to Tokhtei Dibur. V'chazer bo miyad, who oh he avav v'chazer bo Tokhtei Dibur ain chazer asam klum v'ariyim mukudeshes. Oh, it is chav gimel. It's just not bold faced in this Frankel. It is chav gimel. Says the Rambam, Hamakadish al tanai v'chazer achar kama yamim ubitel at tanai. Even though you were mevatel, you got rid of the t'nai privately, but t'nai, it's not t'nai, you get rid of the t'nai. You don't need edim for the bitul t'nai. And the marriage kicks in. That's a chalos darash be'erva. The marriage kicked in right now, fully. But there was no das. There was already das by the marriage. The bitul t'nai doesn't need edim. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Omer eino kein. Elim king konsastam be'edim. The havelei kamosha bitel tanai be'edim. No, if you didn't suin in front of edim and you weren't in, reiterate the tanai, fine. But the Ravid is upset. No, you need edim for the bitel al tanai. But this is the Rambam l'shitaso. Even if there's a chalos davar sheva erva, if it's not the das davar sheva erva that's edim, one doesn't need edim. So that could be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Nuki Yosef regarding edim for chalitza. Again, a very important yesod that applies in many sugyas in Shas. We'll stop here.